Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protest. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to another Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 37. Praying for Virginia, the Carolinas. That M period, A period, N period, abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, if you're listening there, we appreciate it, but you can feel free to call 646-478-0944. Why do I say that? Because we have phone calls from 216-609-216-400, 216-820, 216-543. Hey, I just want to say and start off by saying, I appreciate you all for tuning in once again. So the best way I can do this is to just shut up. It goes straight through my three disclaimers so you know what you're getting yourself into. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. You can call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, hey, stay silent. With that being said, let's go through, let's say, the top 10 things happening from a Monday to a Monday from music and entertainment. So with that being said, we're going to start off work and say, number 10 spot, is none other than the African-American fashion show that happened yesterday. If I'm not mistaken, Eric Wilson hosted that. Number 9, Restore Cleveland Hope. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, State of the Inner City Address. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, Solutions. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, Moving Up. Okay. Black Odyssey. Number 5, the Global Exec Record CD release. Javian and Hannah Lurie's sophomore CD. I believe that was released last Saturday. Lorraine High Performing Arts Center. That debuted. Number 4, Black House Sounds Open. Mike, more on that in just a little while. Number 3, what debuted was the College Green Festival, East Cleveland Performing Arts Center. I believe a lot of candidates and officials came out to that one. Number 2, wow, talk about having a lot of people out there for fitness. African Americans Wellness Walk for Our Sisters at Zelma George last Saturday. I believe that was like a early morning event, and that debuted out of there. Number 1, One World Day, 73rd Anniversary in Cultural Gardens yesterday. I called Art McCoy's radio show from that location. As a matter of fact, it was good to see Peace in the Hood leading a drum line. So with that being said, I should start off before I go to the phone lines to get everybody in on the know, let people know, hold on a second. Ruth, Peace in the Hood, my sister. Did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? I'll probably pay for that one later on. But I wanted to also turn people's attention to the fact, Joseph Motley, Jr., you can look at that, Jr., period, on Facebook. Or you can go to YouTube for Joseph Motley, Jr., for the latest in all musical genres, that conscious music, spiritual music, mixtape music, and everything clean and up front. And you can Facebook the Black House Sounds Open Mic or Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow, the guest that will be there live and direct will be dealing with the consent decree. And before I go to the phone line, because you all are complaining and say, I never give any information. So therefore, let's shut that up right now and just say that the Freedom Festival, Restore Cleveland Hope's Freedom Festival, with Sunday, September 23rd, 3 to 5:30 p.m., in the front lawn of the historic Cozad Bates House. As a matter of fact, that's 11508 Mayfield Road, University Circle. Celebrate freedom with us with music and stories about the Underground Railroad. The Hugh People, Sheila Doss, Harriet Tubman, and more will be there. Black House Sound headline act, and you've never seen a performance unless you've seen Queen Dot Doris do her thing there. This is a free event for the entire family, the whole family, celebrating and preserving Cleveland anti-slavery past. So I'm throwing that out there to let people know that's where you can bring your families. I'm going straight to the phone line. I'm starting off at 216-609, probably calling to tell me I don't care about slavery in that past. Well, 216-609, we're starting off with you. How are you this evening?
Black House Sound. How's it going, Sheriff?
Hey, all things are going all right. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, everything is going well to my knowledge that open mic was, it was a game changer. I want to thank everybody on the show that's listening in, because I believe the energy of you all helped us get them teenagers at that open mic. So I just want to just thank everybody that's doing what they need to do and trying to come up with a solution in whatever area they're in. Trying to come up with a structure type of program. And I know this Black House Sound, it wasn't a program, it was an open mic. But the way the young people adapt to it and took heed to it, it was like, wow, they really into this. And you know what? I was so happy. I didn't even have to perform that night.
That is true.
I noticed that MC Derek is growing because his brother's showing up with cameras, just taping. So, you know, be on the lookout for what that young man doing. Other than that, Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. We striving to be greater than what we was last year around this time. And I see that we accomplished that other than the deaths and all the bad things that been happening in Cleveland. I want to say to all people, hold on and understand that it's people praying that we make it through these difficult times. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and I'm out.
Thank you so much. That was a very uplifting phone call. And before I go to the 216-400, the 216-820, 216-543, I just want to start off and say that just a couple of things to go along with what was said to make it easy on everybody. You can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church, which is where the open mic was held. You can Facebook Official Hurricane Fang or the Facebook of the Fred Barkley Live Group. As I move backwards, I want to let people know you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or you can go to the web for blackonblackcleveland.com because I love that open mic. And as I look at everything, because he just spoke on it, 30 shootings in 1 week, 3 shot on the west side yesterday, 94-year-old woman killed in a home invasion this morning, and her 74-year-old woman, same house, same incident. She's in the hospital from her injuries off of the 6200 block off Gertrude off Broadway and Fleet. The state of the inner city address is this Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110 off Ivanhoe between East 752nd, St. Clair intersection. And it's between that and Euclid Avenue. Art McCoy, Sergeant Major Stokes, Donna Walker Brown will speak. There'll be a message from, if I'm not mistaken, consent decree message from Brenda Bickerstaff, who also showed up at that Black House Sound open mic, Alicia Kirkman, and Serge dealing with that. 93 mother homicides, 217 people shot. I believe I just heard count that it was 94 homicides. Al Porter, man in the street, will speak on what he's doing and people that he's working with to help curb the violence. Be it Black Man's Army, Man to Man with Black House Sound, or that Cleveland Conscious rap that the last caller just came up with, Solutions in East Cleveland, Hip Hop Workshop, which even though I pay close to a couple hundred dollars a month out of pocket for that one, or the part of a collaboration of artists who did a Stop the Violence song, which was one of those featured on the CMHA project. So I ask you one question. Are you about your father's business or monkey business? Because I invest time and effort in the community only because I wish to see certain things change. What about you? I've witnessed people network and make money throughout the years, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. And I never went back and said, hey, y'all got together. Give me a kickback. Why? Because those mothers paid me back by making some money for themselves and not preying on the community. I don't mean praying. I mean, not the P-R-E-Y, but I'm talking about the P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. Or at least a measure, if you ask me, what's the measure of a real parent or a real leader? Is wanting your child or those who are around you to grow. Number one, to do better than you did. Or number two, definitely to excel in life. See you all Wednesday for those who can. And also, I do want to say this real quickly. The East Cleveland Citywide Organization presents the Statewide Candidates Forum and Rally in East Cleveland Public Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Democrats like Sherrod Brown, Richard Cordray, Betty Sutton, and more. The doors open up at 4:30 p.m. Now let me go to the phone line and see what is happening at that 216-400. 216-400. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm calling. I want to thank Mr. Joseph Motley Jr. for inviting me to the, picking me up and taking me to the open mic, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I thought it was exceptionally well done and really inspirational, because the young people came, the young guys to perform, and they did a fantastic job. And Elder Guthrum always does what she does best. She really does. And I just want to thank everyone, because I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I be looking forward to going again. And thanks again.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And, hey, we look forward to seeing you there. So thank you very much for that message.
All right. Thank you. You're all doing
no
a good
problem.
Job.
Please. Thank you so much. We look forward to having you come back. And I think you left off, you were saying we're all doing a good job?
Yes.
Then we thank you so very, very much. Please feel free to hold a line. And as we get ready to move down and check out our other few phone callers that are on the line, I definitely... I think I better talk about this while I have it on my mind, because some folks will say, you don't talk about enough, so I'll put out there that you do have. You can listen to Life Obstacles, which is Saturday, 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERA 1490 a.m., or the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERA 1490 a.m., or MC Chill Talk Wednesdays at 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERA 1490 a.m., or Kent and Angelica Wednesdays. And they're on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERA 1490 a.m. All of those shows you can listen live at www.newstalkcleveland.com. And before I move through, wow, I've got about three more phone callers. I'm loving this show already. I do also want to just throw out there and let people know that I mentioned it earlier, that Solutions this Friday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 4:45 p.m., Man in the Street starts playing music and remixes. Our guest will be Jeff Mixon from Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County, and he's giving away $500? Wow, for a poet. And he's going to talk about his own business and just what is Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County, which is located at 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112 on Euclid Taylor intersection at the OPN People's Community Center. There will be a Black House Sounds report. Ern Smith, City Council Vice President of East Cleveland, as well as it will be co-chaired from Al Porter from Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Wilson Lee from Oppressed People's Nation. And while we're talking about things, Save the Date is the National Action Network Midwest Region Conference. This momentous Midwest Region Conference will consist of economic empowerment, voter education, registration, participation, urban violence, and other topics. Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Minnesota. Reverend Al Sharpton, founder and president. Reverend Dr. Charles Williams, regional director. Reverend Dave Toon, national field director, host city Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, September 27th to 28th. So that's the Thursday and a Friday. Registration 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, 1161 East 105 Street. Reverend Dr. E.T. Cavanaugh's Way, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. For more info, you can contact Marcia McCoy, 216-283-2739, President, or Reverend Dr. Andrew Clark, 216-244-7500, Vice President. Black Man's Army is doing the security for Reverend Al Sharpton. We've done it for a couple of years in a row. Kept the brother safe. Ooh-wee. And look for Black House Sounds to be in the house because of that one. And before I go to the next phone call, might as well add this to it as a motorcade. to the Board of Election. National Action Network sponsors it. Reverend Al Sharpton will be speaking at the Board of Elections Friday, September 28, 2018, Abyssinian Baptist Church, East 105 in Tacoma, 11:30 a.m. lineup. All motorcycles are wanted and welcome. Now, if you use the bicycles, ATVs, dirt bikes, you're welcome to be a part of that parade. It's a motorcade. It's to raise awareness to vote in the 2018 general election. What are you going to do with your vote? Use it or just lose it? You can contact Ernie Harris for more information on that. 216-835-9704 for participation. Man, I'm moving right along. I'm probably going to this 216-820 phone number because they're going to probably tell me who the hell cares about voting in the first place. 216-820, how you doing out there?
How are you doing, Mr. Porter? This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House South and the host with the most. That's right. When
That's
I say
right.
the host with the most, that means I was hosting this past Friday at Friends of Fellowship Bible Church Black House Sound open mic night, and man, did we have some special surprises. As I said before, and I say it again, Black House Sound open mic night is not about Black House Sound. It's about the youth, okay? And a prime example of that youth was there this past Friday. Man, I'm still got goosebumps from all of that. But I'm going to tell you something. I want to thank everyone who attended. You know what I mean? First and foremost, I want to thank God himself for blessing us with his presence, for even allowing us to do open mic night at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church. Shouts out to Pastor Wiggins. And I also want to give a
right.
shout out to each and every single person who attended the event, from Brenda Bickerstaff to Cheryl Kilroy to Mama Porter to MC Derek to Dorian Bryan to Brother A-Town to Foreign Dolo to the Elder Jacqueline Goodrum and Quavo Jr. Man, I tell you right now, that night was one phenomenal night. And I also want to give a big shout out to the lovely Miss Kim for bringing that Thanksgiving feast up in there. You know what I mean? Because what we had right there,
yes,
that night,
I do.
What you call a dinner. You know what I mean? You had turkey, you had dressing, you had greens, mac and cheese, fried corn, cornbread, cranberry sauce, the whole nine. And for dessert, you had strawberry shortcake. I tell you right now, when it comes to Black House Sound open mic, that's what it's about. Viewers out there, when you come out there, you will not be disappointed. So if you're not busy on Friday night, the very next one is September the 28th from 7 to 9, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor, 2190. Come on now. Don't go, if you got kids, don't go look for no babysitter. Bring them right along with you. It is an event for you. It is an event for everyone. And I tell you right now, I am blessed to say I had a really great time, and I am looking forward to the very next one, and I hope to see each and every single one of you there. Black House Sound made real Cleveland music. One love, I am out.
Man, he did not tell a lie at all, as a matter of fact. I'm going to tell you all, there were two, not one, but two Facebook Lives. Black Women of Excellence had one going. The Fred Barkley Live group. Some of the ones who made it in late was Down Solid Entertainment with Mr. Man, as well as Sister Alonda. Team Rilla was out in the parking lot with no edited music whatsoever. But at least you know next time you'll be able to get things together to be in the house. As a matter of fact, I want to throw out there, if you go on YouTube, you might see something that says, I'm going to spell it. I would say Tutankhamun, but I'll say Tutankhamun, the king is risen, Sheriff Kilroy. As Joe Legacy did the sounds for that one, AUG, that's an old beat that was done. And yes, King Tut did rise to challenge Donald Trump. But that Black House Sounds open mic was an excellent one. And before I do anything else, I'm going to go to the next phone caller. But first, I have to say, you can Facebook CMSD school district receives F, quotation marks. So anyway, say Facebook is an event. CMSD school district receives F up report card again with exclamation point. Tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. they gather, but it will be from noon to 1:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Hotel, 24 Public Square, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. It's the Cleveland Municipal School District. Received another F grade. Wow, a F'd up school system in the F grade under Eric Gordon's leadership for another year. And are failing standardized tests, yet he's still bragging about the overall achievement and the graduating statistics, which means students are graduating underqualified. And what will the state do? CMSD gets an F, and Eric Gordon, CEO, says, well, some test scores improve. 74.6% record high graduate rate. Test scores improved to a D grade. In kindergarten to third grade, scores fell from a C to a D grade. And if you graduate unqualified with no job, I guess you end up preying on the community, robbing, pushing dope. Well, the Urban Educational Justice League, Black Lives Matter, Cleveland, see you there tomorrow. I'm going to go to the phone line because they're probably going to tell me, man, you're too darn negative. So I got D's in school, and it was all right for me. Anyway, 216-471, 216-471, you're on live. How you doing out there?
Hey, you're too negative, Al, man. Stop telling the truth.
Darn.
We got to send somebody out. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey,
what about you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Look, I wanted to talk about the contest, but first, man, I listened to your CD. Congratulations. I think I listened to the first 11 tracks. I enjoyed all of them. I enjoyed the message. I enjoyed the music. You can line dance on song 7, and you can hook up with a female on song 10. So congratulations, man. And the message was beautiful, and it was consistent. So, and just before I get into the contest too, man, let Mr. Powers know that me and the Vice President of Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, will be an open mic this Friday. You know, the vibe is kind of out there. We want to be part of it, so we can look forward to at least two or three members of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County being there. And now the question I have for you, I sent the check to you today, and I want to make sure that it got there. It wasn't a check. It should have been a cashier's check written in ink. If they gave you something in crayon, let me know, because I'm going to have to talk to some people.
Wait a minute. This check says, let's see, Jeffrey Mixon, okay, $500.00. Okay, tell me, what is so important about this check?
Well, this is the thing, man. I want people to understand that this is a serious contest. You know, this is community innovation, getting out here for the first time. This is Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, really, you know, trying to get our presence out here a little bit more and giving people an opportunity to put $500 in their pocket just by making a 60-second video. You put the camera in front of your face. You talk about something that you think is important. You email it to us and subscribe to our website, and you can win $500. And not only that, there's an additional award of $100 for the first 100 people that subscribe to Community Innovation LLC.wordpress.com. That's www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. If you're one of the first 100 people to subscribe to our website, you are automatically entered into the contest to win $100. And then if you send us the 60-second video, you can win $500.
Oh, wow.
You have the check.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I'll
yes,
I'll
I do.
Pick the judges, because I don't want anyone to accuse me of cheating, so I'm going to let you pick the three judges to determine who has the best video.
Okay,
so
we
like
can
deal.
Do that. It sounds like a deal.
All right. Hey, that's it for me, Brother Porter. Once again, I enjoyed the CD. I encourage everyone to get out there and listen to the message, and there's also a little bit of dance music. You know, it's got the whole package. No cursing, no calling women the B word, so we know that it can be done. I just want to thank you for it. That's my time, man. Go ahead to the next caller. Have a good one. I'm a listener.
Amen. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I know I'll be going to the 216-543-216-209-216-632. My thing is, I'm just very, very thankful to be able to at least keep some consistent messages going, because you never know what might happen out there. My thing was, I might as well let people know, 60-foot step ladder from a soapbox. Definitely, as fascism rules by organized repression and terror by the government. So civil liberties are stripped away, law rewritten, criminalized, the courts packed with fascists, and the separation of powers of church and state ultimately eviscerated as part of a radically remaking society, then the Trump-Pence regime must sharply attack those in positions of power who oppose them. Now, fascism also mobilized mobs of vicious thugs, as we've seen with Nazis marching and murdering in Charlottesville, Virginia. So what they're going by is the Trump-Pence regime hasn't been able to implement their full program. So they are advancing it, and it might only take a single serious crisis, international or domestic, for this regime to drop the hammer. Don't normalize, don't accommodate, don't conciliate, don't collaborate. As a matter of fact, you know, Facebook, you can Facebook the mass protest Saturday, September 15th. It was definitely refuse fascism, stop mass incarceration, Black Man's Army. We're at West 25th Market Square with a 7-foot tall Trump puppet that gave a Nazi salute. Now, Fox 8 News covered it. Thousands saw it as they passed through. A man in the street said the current D.C. climate excuses the 137 shots into Tim Russell and Melissa Williams. While you would arrest me and have Dick Goddard scold me, but shot a dog or a cat 137 times. Body slam a naked woman like Tanisha Anderson, killing her. And then you drive 3 foot, like 3 feet close to a 12-year-old Tamir Rice without giving them a damn chance to comply. That's why we have a consent decree now. Although Trump, Pence, Attorney General Jeff Sessions are disabling consent decree's power, which harms those affected by police brutality. And if Trump goes, you have to dump Pence. Why? Because he's guilty by being complicit. That's it. Our Republican Party, Abraham Lincoln, freed the slaves, Frederick Douglass, conservative I admire, Black man, explained why we weren't three-fifths human beings. Any Republican who doesn't demand Trump, Pence stand up and adhere to the original core Republican values is wrong. I can say it. Damn it, I'm Republican. And unhinged, what's the topic? Yep, Omarosa's book titled Things Were Definitely Unhinged, but you don't have to go along with the status quo. As I go to do anything else, I just want to say again, I thank everybody who tuned in. What better way to show that I thank everybody than to go to a phone call of 216-543, who's probably telling me I'm a little bit unhinged. And that's true. 216-543, how you doing?
Hi, Brother Al. How are you?
I'm alive. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is James Jerome Bell, the write-in candidate for Congress in the 11th District of Ohio.
Man, how is the write-in thing going for you?
Well, you know what? It's all a wonderful experience to be of service to the community, and a community that is in need of safe streets, better schools, affordable housing, health care for all, universal basic income, reparations for mass incarceration and slavery, and also environmental sustainability. That is just part of what my legislative agenda will be first and foremost day one. We have some serious issues, not only in this congressional district, but in America and thus the world in general. But we as Americans in America must continue to be the beacon of hope for the world.
That's a deep message that you just gave for us to be a beacon of the world and definitely be that beacon to the world. I'm going to ask you, how can people follow your campaign and get involved?
Well, first and foremost, I must give all praise due the Creator, Yahweh, who has put this in my heart to at least even attempt such a monumental task as unseating a Clinton Democrat, Marsha Fudge. But you can Google me and go to my YouTube page, follow me on Facebook, and if you Google me, you'll find my contact information. I'm available to come to speak to groups of one or more about the issues that affect and confront us, not only in the black community, but the yellow, brown, and white community, because we are all of one race, and that's the human race. So we need to get beyond the things that divide us and find common thread, a common fabric of human society in which we can dwell in love, peace, and righteousness.
Thank you so much, man. May you have a very, very blessed evening and continued success, man.
Thank you so much. And please remember to Google me and go to my YouTube page. Thank you so much, Brother Al.
Oh, you're welcome. You are very welcome. You never know who might call in to this program, and that's what I'm really thankful for. As a matter of fact, hey, you might want to Google him. He said he will speak to groups of one or more. That means he's willing to bring that message straight to you. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, let me at least take the time to let people know that if they choose to contact me, I'm not even sure why after this particular program. A lot of you would probably say, but that's enough of that. You can find Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. How about on Facebook also, I am a Superwoman Radio. That's it. I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can keep up with them and a lot of the programs that they do. Also, you can Facebook a Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. And I should let people know the OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com. It's Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Darn it, they keep asking for Black House Sounds to come on. So we got to talk about that one as a group. And as I let people know, if you want to send anything, music, you name it, emaxxradio@gmail.com. And on Wednesdays at 9 p.m., hey, my brother brings that Empire Style show on Emax the Image, 9 p.m., same phone number. So as I do certain things and I see what I don't have to talk about, I imagine there's some people out there who's saying, Mr. Porter, will you shut up and get to the phone line? So with that being said, 216-632, how you doing out there? 216-632.
I just want to say good evening. Thank you for the gracious and honorable shout out that you just gave the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. Much appreciated. Much, much, much appreciated. And can you hear me?
Not really, no.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No, that's not. It sounded like you're in an echo or in the middle of the Grand Canyon.
No. Is that better? I backed up. I'm on speaker, but I backed up.
It was a little bit better.
Okay, is that any better?
Actually, sound like you moved back into the Grand Canyon. I love live radio. I really do.
All right, I don't know what to do.
Hey, I don't know what to do either. That makes two of us.
Maybe I'll hang up and call back. How about that?
I think so, and we'll be all right. See, now this is going to keep everybody like, I will say, enthused on what's getting ready to happen because they know she's going to call back. So before I go to the 216-209, let me finish up on just this one thing right here. Please, 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 please. I'm going to get into trouble, but might as well. And I'm just going to say real quick that this is only a 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox. I mean, it's only a 10-foot ladder one. Look, y'all, I can't say I feel that bad for Josh Gordon. I mean, at least he's going to earn money from, I guess, the Patriots. He's traded to him. And look, I know a lot of y'all are saying, well, y'all wrong. They wrong. Everybody smokes weed. My mama smoked weed. Bud, Kush, Dro, Fire. She got the good stuff. Okay, and I feel you. It makes sense. It's even been legalized in Ohio. But overall, I'm not the moral police. But, so far in the NFL, rules are rules. And cigarettes are illegal, right? They're legal. But Cleveland Clinic says, no smoking on our property, or your ass is fired. Well, they didn't say the last part, but that's kind of what they meant. So what do Cleveland Clinic employees do? Well, they stop smoking during job hours, or they leave off property, or quit smoking to keep their job. Some earning thousands. So why the hell couldn't a millionaire ball player quit hitting trees? If that is the case. They didn't really say, but come on now. Nah, I really can't feel sorry for him. I'll tell you somebody that I do feel kind of sorry for. K. Zane Gonzalez, who missed two field goals and two extra points. Cost us the game yesterday. Cost us the win last week. And I might be wrong, but if I was K. Zane Gonzalez, I would probably sue the Browns. I'd get a lawyer. Yeah. Why? Well, here's my reasoning. If I was Gonzalez, I think he has a good thing. He could probably come in and say, I lost two games, right? 2016, Hugh Jackson lost 15 games, 1-1. 2017, 18 season, Hugh Jackson lost all 16 games. He's still here, doing pizza commercials. Look, he ain't tied an anchor around his neck when he jumped in Lake Erie. He's still losing. He ain't losing? Well, okay, I'm getting Tim Misney to make the Browns play, getting BMA to march on them. Now, I also feel for Ohio State University's interim coach, Ryan Day, who took control for suspended Urban Meyer over Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, follow me on this. He's like 3-0 without Urban Meyer. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in Ryan Day's position because y'all would be mad at me because I would have said, y'all want him back? Wait, I won 3 freaking games while he was suspended. Okay, hiatus, sabbatical. Tell you what, let me keep winning. Urban Meyer can come back. He can be my assistant. I lose. Bring him back. Sounds fair to me. Anyway, Ryan Day, Nick Gonzalez, I got a feel for y'all. Josh, not really sorry. I'm going to 216-209. 216-209 before I get to 216-632. 209 is probably telling me, darn it, I smoke trees too. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And before I get right into what I'm going to talk to you guys about, I want to give a couple shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Zach Reed, and I want to give a shout-out to Congressman Cornwell. Because both of those guys, they've been consistently being a community player, going out their way to support my other business, my shoe shine business. So they are men of their word. Can't say that every one of their words they are men about, but for the most part, they are men of their words, being in the community, being team players, and also providing information. So I think that's a great thing. I mean, when you see it at work, you're supposed to acknowledge it because so many people every day are quick to point out where the politician is doing wrong, and it's not enough pointing where they're doing right. And I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people who are quick to point to where they're doing wrong because of how they get paid.
Mm.
But on the other end, I will point out when they do well. So I want to say a
nice
thank you and a special shout out to those guys. And because we have this issue that's at the topic of our city right now, schools with failing grades, I challenge Mr. Gordon to create something to turn over entrepreneurs in our community. Make a school where you can turn over entrepreneurs. Instead of testing, make another platform. If you want to praise another failing grade, I'm not for that. But what I am open to is another route, another way. And he has not provided that. And from my understanding, his job is performance-based, and he should have been canned a long time ago. A very long time ago. And to go a little further into the education part, we as blacks, we are quick to use a term called Uncle Tom when somebody's filthy, nasty, or just betraying their own race, as what we would say. But I was educated. And the word Uncle Tom and who Uncle Tom really was, he was the good guy. The bad guy was Sambo. And
right.
I was taught this years ago. I was taught this so many years ago, but because the way of society moves, we can forget. Uncle Tom was the good guy. So never, ever, ever call the guy that you think in your mind is the Uncle Tom. Never call him the Uncle Tom, because that's a compliment. Make sure you call him the right name, Sambo. I don't want to get too far away from the point. I'm John from Black Odyssey. We have a lot of videos going on. We just dropped two in the last 2 weeks, a performance video for Tay Wall and Max Fit, and then another video for Max Fit, and then we got another video coming for Goldie very, very soon. That's in the works right now. And we should be having some more stuff for T-Cash coming up soon, too, because he's been working on a landscape for the next video. So Black Odyssey and Black Odyssey Films has been really, really, really working. And in a little bit more behind the scenes as of this year, but pretty soon we're going to jump out there and throw out another show, or just get in on somebody's show and let these guys know that, hey, good music is still out here.
So true.
You know, from
so
what
true.
I see, from what I see, this is just what I see. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm only seeing maybe about a good 5 or 6 groups or individuals in this city just consistently putting out decent music. And what I mean by decent music, it's clean enough to be tolerable. It doesn't sound like war tribal music where you can't understand all the words they're saying. That's a problem for me. And it's a problem for most, because if you're lost in translation, how are the people going to get your point? I don't want to go too far on the point. This is John from Black Odyssey. Shout out to Black House Sounds as well. I always hear something great by those guys. Shout out to you too, Al. And I want to thank you for creating this platform. And and if you need a judge for the film stuff, you let me know, because you know I'm constantly working on films.
That is so true, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Definitely hold the line. I think you'll like some of what we get into.
I sure will.
As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-632 phone number, at least this will be about a minute and a half. As I just want to say, hey, thank you, President Trump, for the Buffalo, New York rally, where you referred to the 9/11 travesty as 7/11. Guests accused terrorists had a Slurpee before the big gulp was caused. And also, Paul Manafort on Friday pleaded to, or was found guilty. Basically speaking, he had about 20 counts. So he went on the past Friday and did a plea deal on those. where judges in Virginia and Washington won't sentence him to more than 10 years, probably a lot less, but the East Virginia jury, well, they had already found him guilty of 8 counts. That's a former political consulting titan. And in his plea deal, he'll tell Robert Mueller's special counsel team everything they want and all documents they need, which means President Trump is in real trouble from the 69-year-old Paul Manafort. Don't think I really see him getting that pardon now. This is what we'll do. We will go to the phone line, the 216-632. They'll probably tell me that they get tired of me picking on folks, and I'm really the person who's unhinged after all. 216-632, how you doing out there?
Well, as long as you don't pick on me, I'm straight, okay?
We good.
We good. I know your mama. We good. I put some respect on her life, okay? We don't.
Okay, I hear you.
But I want to say thank you. Thank you for the shout out. Thank you for the support. That's the thing about you don't have to see somebody every day. You don't have to talk to them every day to be their friend. It's usually those ones who's up in your face all the time who say they're your friends who ain't your friends. Okay. That
true.
Is my soapbox. All right.
Got you.
That's my soapbox. I'm going to get down now.
All right.
Taking it slow because I got my tank next to me so I can't move too fast. But anyway.
I hear you. Anyway.
I want to thank John, the previous caller, because he said what I'm proposing to the city of Cleveland, to the hip hop world of Cleveland, the hip hop community here in Cleveland, because it was because of me starting to come to the hip hop workshops, which I haven't been this year because my health hasn't been the best. But you're in my heart, and every third Saturday I'm like, dang, either I'm not feeling good or I'm babysitting, one or the other. And I got another great grandbaby number 4 on the way. Congratulations.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
But it was when I started coming down to Cleveland State University first Saturdays of the month, 1:45 to 6 p.m., with the infamous Sheriff Kilroy, the best DJ in town, Dollar Rock, and, oh, my God, the audience was spectacular. Starting from when I first walked in the door, and the lady was sitting at the back, Mother Porter.
Oh.
That big hug and that big smile, okay? And then I sit there, and they're freestyle rap. I'm like, okay, I like that. I liked it because I actually understood what the words were. I didn't have to worry about being offended by somebody calling a lady out of her name, a B or the T-H-O-T, all of that crazy stuff, okay? I feel safe to Cleveland State on the first Saturday of the month. I feel safe. I feel like I leave out feeling better than I came in. I don't become offended. I don't become embarrassed. I don't become, my feelings aren't hurt or anything like that. I have a good, this has been the, coming there gave me the opportunity to be able to understand the words of hip hop, okay, of rap. I know what the words are. I can understand them. And I can respect the rapper who does the performance. Which brings me to say that I am a Superwoman Radio. I promote independent hip hop gospel artist along with other genres of gospel. Okay, it could be country, it can be southern gospel, whatever. But I'm really, really loving the hip-hop gospel community because I can understand what they're saying and I can identify with the love of Christ that they bring out of their music, okay? I say that to
okay.
say this. My promoter, my manager, Dwayne Culpepper, a.k.a. The Corinne, I did a show with the Diffusers, Damon, Wakanda, with Dwayne Culpepper, and Felicia Joseph, who has her own radio show.
Okay.
She's the gospel songbird, okay? They want to
okay.
come to Cleveland. They want to come to Cleveland. But they're not Kirk Franklin and Yolanda Adams and those good people who can command thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to come to these mega churches. They're independent. Everything they do comes out of their own pocket. And they don't have. But they want to come to Cleveland to do a benefit concert for Aliana. And we know that it takes money to make money. We know that.
Right, right.
So what I'm asking, and you can check me anytime. You can check my bank account. You can check my references, whatever. And I'm stepping out on a limb and asking. My cash app is Superwoman 3053. Dollar sign Superwoman 3053. Every little bit can help to get these artists here to Cleveland to help our own people. And I want to know who else is doing it. And we're talking
I
about
hear you.
I met them over a radio show, over my TV show. Okay? And instantly
right.
fell in love with Aliana, who they've never met, who they won't get to meet until they get to heaven. Okay?
Wow. Yes.
I want them here. They want to be here. You have a stellar reputation. I pray that I do too. The people would trust me to handle finances to get these people here to do a gospel hip hop concert. And we got our own people here too. We know that. Who can join
us? Yes, we do.
You know we do. Okay. So I'm just asking for some help. The sooner we can get some plans together, the quicker they can get here. It might not even be until in the spring, because it's getting ready to get cold, believe it or not. So doing whatever we need to do to get some money together to get them here in the spring or early summer. The DeFreezes are all for it. Dana's all for it. Wakanda's all for it. The hip-hop gospel community is all for it. I Am a Superwoman Radio is all for it. What is Cleveland going to do? That's my question.
Well, we're going to framework everything and then do a follow-up by next week. I just want to say I thank you very much.
Okay.
I do.
Because out of sight is not
and
out of mind. I might be out of sight.
That's
but I'm
right.
I'm still working.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I tell you one thing before we get off the air, since you put it out there in the universe, I'll add this. We're going to do that one and get it accomplished, just like we're looking forward to seeing how many awards you carry back here in your hands for I'm a Superwoman Radio Network. So thank you very much for calling in this evening.
And I'll do like I did last year. or bring them because they belong to us. They don't belong to me.
Creator blesses on that one. Thank you very much, and please hold the line. And what I'm going to make the attempt to do is give me about, I'll say just about a minute and a half. I'll be right back with you all.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
This is going to be a good wrap up, but you know, first things first, forgot that Beverly Goldstein, who's running for District 11, definitely radio show endorsed, but that was one of those things that she did. She showed up at the Black House Sounds open mic. Okay, Play-Doh cookies, but I got to go back to Labor Day. When she was at the Labor Day parade, and she handed out something like a 16-page book on certain things that she liked or didn't like. And one of the things that she threw out there were the actual facts and were estimates of the population age 16 or older, level 1 or level 2 literacy in the Cleveland neighborhoods, illiterate. This was stated in, like, bold print, so it's not something that was just thrown out. Even our newspapers took a look at Cleveland neighborhoods. 97% were going with the illiteracy rates. In Kinsman, 95% Huff, 94% Central, 93% Fairfax, Union Miles, 92%, Woodland Hills, 90%, Glenville, 89%, Forest Hills, 88%, Corlett, 86%, Mount Pleasant, 85%, St. Clair Superior, 85%. Suburbs of suburbs of Cleveland, wow, 83% illiteracy in East Cleveland. The next highest goes down to 69%, so the suburbs basically are doing well. It kind of goes back to why some of us will probably be out there tomorrow to say hello to, you know, CEO Eric Gordon. If anybody wants to Facebook that CMST school district receives F up report card again, well, that's tomorrow happening at the Renaissance on Public Square, 24 Public Square, 44113. It's just some scary statistics. As a matter of fact, when you look at certain things, if you look at the 10 poorest cities in America below poverty level, isn't it kind of scary that number one, Detroit, 32.5%, number two is Buffalo, 29.9%, number three is Cincinnati, 27.8%, Cleveland is 27.0%, which is kind of scary, although none of them have had a Republican mayor since 1989, so it's not the party, it's the people running it, and it makes you wonder just how interesting things get. As a matter of fact,
the problems that we do have, if you look at the 10 poorest places in the Buckeye State for 2018, East Cleveland's number one. Number two is Youngstown. Number three is Nelsonville. Number four is Cleveland. My thing is, it isn't a commentary on the people that live there or the vibrant culture and traditions of these places. Instead, it's just to look at the facts. And what's so sad is East Cleveland being the poorest place in Ohio for 2018. So we got to look out for each other and get it together, and we have to hold all of our leaders accountable. Don't just vote. HTA, hold them accountable, please. Once they get in there, hold them accountable. If they tell you, and you meet somebody, and they say on September the, I'll give you a good date, September 18th, you run into them, and they say, if you put me in office, I promise you that one of the first things I will do is get out there and walk with the people to clean up crime. If they don't get out there and join you, and they're elected by, we'll say, November the 8th, hold on. Infamous shout out. I want to thank Lady D for calling me while I'm live on air, my personal phone line. Now back to the other. I was getting ready to say, if you let them skate by on November 10th or the 11th and they haven't gotten out there to hit the streets or do anything like that, you need to get on them immediately, because talking to each other at a bus shelter, on the phone, or just standing around lollygagging over a cup of coffee at McDonald's is not making sure that person does their job. Make them do their job. You're supposed to. It's your money that went into the whole election process. With that being said, please join us in some of these activities and follow certain people's movements. And even volunteer. Okay, I'm going to volunteer to help Tina Hobson. I am a Superwoman Radio. Carry some of her trophies and awards that she brings home this time. I might even have to double up and get some folks to act as security so they will say, hey, hold on a minute, line up for autographs. Everybody stay humble, stay blessed, be peaceful. Look forward to seeing you all. Thank you. Peace.